Oh man. Hello. What's happening? I think this is officially episode 31. Yeah, I think it's episode 31. And it's been a minute, and I'm probably pretty rusty. A few things to. And also, hello, and I hope everyone is doing fantastic. It's kind of late right now, but I gotta get this done. I've kind of bitched out too many times, and I've been wanting to hop on the mic. It's been summertime. It's been vacation time. It's obviously been the off season, which I think it's safe to say I'm not the best, like Duke scouting report human being during the off season. And I've just been busy enjoying life. I'm sure everybody else has too. And I still enjoy life when it's Duke season, but it's not as hot outside. The sun isn't shining as much. So that's the give and take of life when it's nice outside. Duke's not playing. So I guess I'm blessed about that because if I had to be stuck inside all day when the situation of NBA, college, Duke, all the good sports end, NFL, and then you'd just be stuck with like baseball, which I get it's okay for some people. I grew up, that was like my favorite sport, baseball, and then like it just hit a wall for me where I just couldn't watch it anymore. But I know some people are still obsessed with it, and that's cool. Anyways, been on vacation, went to Florida, went to Myrtle. But now we're back on the grind. September is right around the corner. And that means October is right around the corner. And October is by far the best month out of the whole year. I don't know. I'd be interested to have a poll of what other people think the best month is. I don't know if it falls in the is most people's favorite month, their birthday month, or Christmas. People like December. Do people like June because that's like the start of summer? For me, October, it's just the best month. My birthday is October 1st. The weather, the leaves, all the changing. It's fall. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. You get that cool air starting to roll in. You go to the little haunted forest things, bonfires. Just, it's the best. It's my favorite month. And I like Halloween too. So I'm excited for October. And most importantly, sports. That's when the good stuff starts back up, you know, Duke. NFL is fun to watch, and obviously fantasy football. If you're listening to this and you're in the Duke Fantasy Football League, for me, I will get the invite sent out this week. Yeah, I've been so busy. I'm so glad to be back on a normal routine now. And a few other announcements. Not announcements. That sounds so annoying. Anyways, a few things that I want to say. One, I'm with the media network, Armchair All-Americans now. We will be their official Duke show. They will handle just certain editing and promotion on Twitter. If they grab me some sponsors, cool. That's all Gucci. They're gonna do probably a lot of the uploading for the show. Things where if I'm knocking the show out at 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m. after a game, whatever it is, I can just send over them, say, hey, appreciate the help over here, so I can just focus on kinda running my mouth. And other than that, that's gonna be cool. Nothing really changes with anything other than if you see the publisher name, Armchair All-Americans, that's why. Secondly, Presley Davis, obviously, she likes to write, and she has a blog. It was Devil in a Blue Dress, and now it's The Blue Devil Dive. So, just figured, name everything under one roof. So, her blog will be thebluedevildive.com. Go check it out, subscribe to that, or whatever you want to do. And, yeah, she's happy about that. And go follow her Instagram, because she posts a lot more cool stuff than I do. That's for sure. With the show, with the podcast, it's supposed to be every Thursday from now on. Every single Thursday. I'm sorry. I know I'm kind of annoying. So that's consistent. And maybe you want it more consistent. Maybe you don't like me and you want it less consistent. But that is what it is. So it's definitely always going to be every Thursday. However, if some crazy game happens on Tuesday or Monday, I'll knock one out. So you may get two a week at certain times. I know that's overkill. I get it. Guest-wise, we will have people on here to talk and conversate and give opinions and shoot the shit and laugh and everything of that nature. So that's going to be good. I'm kind of working out all that. There's a few people that I would love to have on all the time, just phone interviews and things like that. It takes a lot of time setup wise if you want it to sound barely understandable. It's a lot to set up. And other than that, it's just, I've done it before, it's interruption, and you can't really understand each other because you're not face-to-face. I just don't like it that much. Maybe sometimes I will do that. However, for the most part, I would like it to be face-to-face. So we're working on that. We have a few good things in the works, and I'm excited for that too. So just bear with me on those things. I think that'll bring another aspect to this if you do like this. These episodes and everything, which I appreciate. I think you'll like those as well. The people that will be on here will really mesh well, and I'm looking forward to that. What else? Yeah, just stay up on the social media. Stay up with this. I think it's on Spotify now too, so I mean, I don't really know if that's, I guess that's a good thing. It's on, so if you like Spotify, you can get this show there now also. I'm a iTunes kind of guy, and I just got an iPhone 10 because my iPhone 7 finally shitted out with the battery not working, speakers not working, and screen barely working. So got up on the iPhone 10, you know, that leasing program, you dig? Where it's like, oh, you can't buy the phone up front anymore. You have to lease it for like $30 a month. I'm like, that's sick. That's like $30 a month onto the bill. It makes the bill look astronomical when really they're just making you pay for your phone monthly. And then, you know, I feel like phone services are such sucky screw jobs where they tack on all this extra money for no reason other than to get money from you. And you have to pay it because if you don't go with one of the big companies, your phone is shit. Especially with me, I live out in just the sticks, man. And I have to have one of the biggest. Like, don't try to get Boost Mobile or, I mean, what are the other shitty ones? Like, Boost Mobile and, like, fuck it. Is Cricket still a thing? That phone would laugh at me if I brought it to my house because I know they don't have towers out here. So, phone bill's like $400 a month. Anyways, oh, and it's so bad here that I have to run a hotspot because we legit cannot get Wi-Fi in the location that I live. That's how fucking far out in the woods I live. And so I have to run a hotspot. So your boy's got that unlimited data, and they can charge whatever they want for that shit. Anyways, I'm just saying, I got the iPhone 10. It's not that great, so there's no home button. It's kind of weird, but the screen looks cool. The bezel of like how there's no screen. There's no, like, plastic. It's just all screen. So, that's cool. But in, like, 2 months, they'll come out with another one. And this one won't be that cool anymore. Because that's how they do it. Duke went to Canada. I mean, I think everybody's aware of that. And it was interesting. First of all, Alex O'Connell broke his face. It's pretty shitty. He was like, wow, 1 minute into the game, we already have an injury. And he had surgery. He's successful with the surgery. Broken orbital bone. He will heal. He'll be ready for practice at the end of September, I think. So good on that. I really think he's a important player this year. Not starter, nothing like that, but can you imagine him and Jordan Goldwire growing with this team and then next year's team and then potentially being the two starters for the backcourt as seniors? That would be pretty sick, in my opinion. It kind of reminds me of, like, Nolan Smith and Shire. So we'll just have to see how that goes. I really liked Jordan Goldwire last year and his intensity this year so far. I think he's going to provide some good minutes this year, and he's just intense, you know. He's like a bulldog kind of. I think he can bring in the intensity, kind of like Tyler Thornton, but I mean, I think he looks a lot cooler. I don't really know how to phrase that. Tyler Thornton was just kind of hated all over. I don't think Jordan Goldwire's like that, but I really like Tyler Thornton, so shout out to him. I wonder what he's up to, actually. So the games, I mean, you can't take too much from them. First of all, Bolden doesn't know how to play basketball, kind of. This is like his shot to start on an insanely good team this year. And, I mean, he had like 1 point in three games against Canada teams. I don't know what's up with that. I don't really know. Something to watch. I'm not going to trash him or anything because I really want him to do good. Like, I want him to do great. And he has the talent and the size and everything. So, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to hear other people's opinions. I don't know what his problem is. He just couldn't transition to the college level, or he's just not healthy, or he's just scared. I don't know. I like Vrank. I liked Vrank last year. I like Jack White. I like Jack White last year. He's jacked as fuck. And he has an Australian accent. And he's really strong. And he hustles. And I think he can kind of shoot threes pretty good. Yeah, I mean, he's like a dude that if he was hanging out with your girlfriend because they had a class together or something, you could probably trust him. You know? And, like, I don't know if you could say that about many of the other Duke players or any college basketball player for that matter. Just saying. So, I like him because of that, too. I'm kind of delusional right now. It's pretty late, and I'm by myself. So, if I say some sarcastic stuff that is just like, what path is he going down right now? It's just like, if you know, you know. If you don't, maybe you can relate to it. And if neither of those are true, just hit the little 15-second fast-forward button, and I'll probably be talking about something else. RJ Barrett and Zion, they basically did everything while they were in Canada. They both took like 40 shots. They both had like 40 points. They both had like 10 rebounds. They both handled the ball a lot. I don't think it's going to be like that in the season. I think Trey Jones is one of the most important players of the team. If you look at past championship teams, what they all have in common, they all had a great point guard. Look at teams that flopped. They all didn't have a great point guard. You know, Hurley, Jay Williams, Nolan Smith combined with John Shire made like a insane backcourt. And then Tyus Jones. which he just played way over expectation. So look at the championship teams. Look at the point guards. You see what they have in common. They have somebody that can control the game and that didn't break under pressure. So Trey Jones needs to be that. I don't think they're going to win with RJ being the point guard. I think they'll – I don't know. I mean, you know, that's not even in question anyway. But the good thing is, just like Winslow, Barrett, Zion, whoever, they can grab it off the block, grab a rebound, and they can go full court and dunk. Never need to put their head up, never need to stop. That's a great thing to have, a skilled wing. And I mean, I can't even understand how strong Zion Williamson is. His size, he's bigger than LeBron. I mean, the power that he has, he's like a pogo stick. I don't even know. He's like, if the Gravedigger monster truck, like, was a pogo stick, he'd be that, you know? He's like the most powerful built player his age in a long time to be 6'7 or 6'6 or whatever. And he can still dunk from the free throw line. Like, people are calling him fat and stuff. Hey, have you ever seen a fat person dunk from the free throw line, though? And also, he's not fat. So, there's that. I love how that guy on Twitter tweeted me and was like, he's too little to guard Draymond. I was like, he's going to dunk on Draymond. And he was like, he's too little to dunk on Draymond. What? I don't know if you should, like, respond to those people or block them or, like, tell them you feel bad for them. I don't know. I don't know what to do in those situations because it made no sense. And then he said Draymond, and then he said Zion's fat. I'm like, hey, Draymond isn't skinny. He's fatter than Zion. So what? Yeah. I mean, just stupid. Just some other guy told me on Instagram Carolina basketball had 8 national championships. I don't know when the fuck they won that many, but they don't have that many. So I don't know I don't know how to respond to that. I keep hitting the mic. Do you tell them that you feel bad for them because they're stupid, or do you argue with them? I don't know. Yeah, they both did almost damn near everything. They impressed me a lot. RJ Barrett, could you make an argument that he might, like, can you make an argument that he has the chance to have a better, can you make a chance that Jason Tatum overlived his expectations, and he was pretty hyped up, but RJ Barrett is hyped for the people that know basketball. For other people, Zion's being the hyped up one because he can dunk and flash and crazy shit and he's huge. People are saying RJ Barrett was NBA ready last year. That's skill-wise. That's not dunk-wise. That's skill-wise, all-around game. So think about this year. Jason Tatum had a pretty historical season at Duke, even though they flopped against South Carolina in the tournament, which is pure bullshit. His season efficiency-wise and what he did, I mean, it was crazy. I think he set a bunch of records percentage-wise and stuff like that. Could RJ Barrett have a better season than that? Yeah. And then look at how good Tatum – I mean, it was just a perfect scenario for Jason Tatum in the NBA this year with the Celtics, with Hayward going down and then the coaching and just how good that organization is. He got lucky, I mean, honestly. By the way, there's a great episode with him on the Bill Simmons podcast that came out like yesterday. It's a good episode. He talks about Duke, talks about himself, he says that the South Carolina loss that Duke took hurt more than the Game 7 loss to LeBron. That goes to show you how much he cared, even though he was there for 1 year. It hurt me too, so I feel you, dude. But could you argue that Barrett may have a better year than Tatum this year? They may win a championship this year, and he could get drafted in a good situation and have an insane rookie year in the NBA as well. You could make that argument. But we're going to have to see. I'm not sure what to expect this year. Like I said, I mean, I think Trey Jones is the answer at point guard. I think he could be everything that we need. And, I mean, the lineup, they're talking Trey, RJ, Zion, Cam Reddish, and now Javon potentially. That's pretty insane, and especially if Javon starts at the five. I think that could be one of the most perfect lineups ever. He does some dumb shit at times, but Bolden is just not reliable now. And I really don't know who else you'd throw in there. I mean, unless you ran O'Connell at the two and just ran a crazy small lineup. With Javon at the five, it's not a huge lineup, but it's a huge lineup in the sense that, like, RJ's like a 6'7 shooting guard. And then you go down, you know, like, they have length. They're kind of like the Bucks. Like, the Bucks have, like, just length everywhere. They're not running, like, a bunch of Shaquille O'Neals out there. They're just running a bunch of lengthy wingmen. That was hard to say. Like, Thon Maker, Giannis. It's crazy. But the only difference is, Thon Maker and Giannis can't shoot like RJ Barrett and Cam. So the parallel I'm trying to draw is they have length if they run that lineup. And then you just have to see who, you know, it's just like last year. It was like they have talent, they have depth. Who's going to fill in the bench minutes? Who's going to provide that spark? It'll be interesting to see this year, too. I mean, you got Joey Baker. What is he going to do? He's kind of like my twin at this point, I think. I told him that, and he kind of agreed. And it's just kind of funny. So people were talking about him redshirting. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he will, I guess. I mean, but I don't think he'll, I don't know. I've been out of the loop, so anything I say, I haven't looked into, so I just don't need to say much. I'm just saying what I kind of saw. I don't think he'll do that. I mean, why else would he come early to Duke if he was going to redshirt? That doesn't make sense to me. But I saw people saying that. They were probably the Twitter hall monitors, you know, like the people telling other fans how they need to act. And this is like the rules of how you act. And you can't get mad at a past player for like trashing the school or anything like that, because you can't do that. Like, see, like, yeah, Twitter hall monitors. That's what I like to call those people. But yeah, sparks off the bench. O'Connell, Goldwire, Vrank, Javon if he came off the bench, Jack White, Bolden if he came off the bench, I don't know if I said O'Connell, I'm pretty sure I did, but you get the gist. Like, who's going to be those sparks, those one, two, or three people that come out there and fit into the system and don't look like a weak link and provide a spark, you know? So it'll be interesting to see. I'm not really sure at this point. I'll be excited when the games start being played. And Trey Jones is running the point and Cam Reddish is out there. And it's not like Zion and RJ Barrett taking like 40 shots apiece. But that was freaking awesome. Because, I mean, Zion even hit some threes. And he handled the ball. And like, he showed that he could be crafty finisher around the rim, not just a dunker. And, I mean, like, Goldbar was throwing lobs, RJ was throwing lobs, RJ was catching lobs, Zion was definitely catching lobs. I was like, damn, they just looked ready. Like, they just looked like the stage isn't going to be too big. I'm not too young. I'm a freshman, but I'm already famous. I'm good to do all this. We're a team. We're a unit. We're friends. I was like, yes, dude. This is cool. I mean, oh God, I'm not saying like sights or nothing like that, just because I'm tired of that shit. It's been like 3 years, 2 years, whatever. And it's like, okay, put up or shut up, you know? It's like, I keep saying, you know, too much. I gotta stop saying that. It's another verbal filler that I pick up and change from time to time. And I actually, I don't know. You know, I don't know. No, I don't. So I'll stop that. And yeah, just, it was impressive. Bolden was not impressive, like I said. But, however, onward we roll. We can't expect much from him anyway, because that's just kind of how his career has been. What's the only thing? He's done, like, pick and roll defense. That was, like, the one thing we were hyping him up about. So, yeah, just can't expect much, you know. God, I said it again. What the fuck? I'm sorry, everyone. But, yeah, Trey Jones is the key. Can't let RJ and Zion get burnt out, even though, like, they're going to go play 82 games in the NBA next year. Some reason 35 in the NCAA is like they get tired, kind of like the Jason Tatum team got tired. I don't really understand it, but you see it happen. And it's usually because we run like six whole fucking players in the lineup, which I'm not totally against, but you got to find minutes for guys here and there. I think that's pretty important. But I'm just excited. I'm excited that RJ and Zion kind of lived up to expectations and over-exceeded expectations, even though they're really high expectations for the third time. They showed out in Canada, and it was impressive as hell. It was really impressive. And it's like, yeah, Cam and Trey, arguably just as good or just as important, didn't even play. And it's like, wait till they all get out there. It can be such a balanced lineup offensively and defensively. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about that. I can't wait. Like, I can't wait. We're going to countdown. I wonder if anybody else listened to this. I know a bunch of people are, but I wonder if anybody listening to this is going to countdown. I think they, like, make you buy football tickets, too. I think we might ride up there and stay and just stay the night and then go to the football game for the hell of it. So, if anybody else is going, hit me up. Obviously, tickets haven't came out yet, but they're not that hard to get. I mean, you can get them pretty easy. So, yeah. That's kind of all I have to say right now. I've been monitoring Grayson Allen. The NBA has been doing a lot with him, and it's pretty cool in my opinion. I think he's going to show out this year, and I'm so happy because everyone that doubted him and everything, just a big old fuck you. I'm happy. I just want him to do good. Dude, imagine if like Grayson Allen makes an all-star team in the next few years. Or just, you know, anything. Imagine if he enters the dunk contest or the three-point contest, wins it, just is a great player, competitor. They go deep in the playoffs. Him and Donovan. They talked all that shit because he had a slump and everything. Because he didn't leave his first year when he had his 10 minutes of fame in the championship game. And they thought that that was his peak. And it was like, damn. Not only did he stay at Duke where more people in that college love him than the entire world combined for 4 years and just live it up. I mean, who knows what the hell he did on Saturday nights. Anything he wanted, probably. For 4 years. He also got drafted in the first round to a great situation with Quinn Snyder, Donovan Mitchell, a great coach team, great organization, and a playoff contender. And they were worried that he did the wrong choice and was going to fall to, like, the D League or something. Nice. Yeah. So I'm happy for him. I think Jason Tatum's going to take it to another level this year. I think Ingram could have the potential also learning under LeBron. I kind of hope Justice Winslow gets traded. Imagine if they could, like, send him to the Celtics. I'd be so happy. Even though I don't really like the Celtics, it's hard not to like them with Kyrie, Brad Stevens, and Jason Tatum. If they were to get, like, Winslow, or if they somehow finessed, like, R.J. Barrett next year or something, I don't know. I couldn't hold back anymore. I'm going full-on bandwagon Celtics fan if that happens. But Kyrie's a little, like, wishy-washy, so you never know. He might request a trade this year because Tatum's getting popular or something like that. So you never know. But I love Kyrie. But what if, like, he goes to the Knicks with, like, KD because they're both kind of like that and their contracts are up? That would be kind of funny. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say. There's a jersey giveaway on Instagram on Blue Devil Dive or The Blue Devil Dive. I'll put the links to everything in the subscription. A couple people reviewed this again, and I appreciate that. If you give this a review because you kind of like it, then that's much appreciated. I like reading that. It really makes my day. Somebody put the best Duke podcast out there. That really made me happy. Somebody else put fuck Duke, go Carolina, and put one star. Yeah, so, you know, it happens. Just like Jason Tatum said, there's a lot of Duke haters out there. They don't want to see us win, but we still going to win anyway. I couldn't have called it no better myself. Yeah, so. And also, I hope Harry Giles does really good this year. I mean, I just hope he's healthy, and I hope he can have a good season. They said it looked like he was getting back on track. That's why it reminded me. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to hop off here. Like I said, media network, more posting, more uploading, more content. Duke basketball, get championship this year. Follow Presley Davis. Check out her blog, thebluedevildive.com. You can listen to my show on her website. So you just go to her website to listen. You don't even have to go to fucking iTunes anymore. But I know that makes it easier. Eventually, when I get all this smoothed out, this will be on YouTube. When I get it all smoothed out, I'm just going to record with my camera. We'll have some video, but right now I look like shit, so there's no need. And it's dark in here because it's late. But that, the YouTube will be actually visual since this is like a little setup. So yeah, that's it. Appreciate you listening. This was literally like me throwing out random thoughts as they popped into my head. But I think it's going to be a special season, and I think a lot of people feel that way. So I'm super excited for it. We'll get in next Thursday. Maybe we'll break down like the schedule and maybe try to get somebody on here. If anything else, I'll try to get Presley on here if she can stand me. If not, I'll try to, you know, I'll finesse something somehow. So looking forward to that. Thank you for listening. And I will be very consistent at this, and I'm looking forward to it. And until then, have a great weekend. Great week coming up. Get ready for September. Say bye to summer for now. Even though it's like global warming. I don't know if that is that a thing. Is it not a thing? I don't know. But September, it still remains like 95 degrees all the way through. I know in North Carolina, or at least where I am, it was like a cold front past 2 days. There was no humidity. I was like, damn, this is what amazing weather feels like. I've just sweated the entire summer because it's been so humid. It's like it's like foggy all day, but it's really just humid. So there's no point in taking showers anymore. It's just you walk outside, you sweat, you're like sticky. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, chilling out for a little bit. So, yeah. I'll be back. Thanks for listening. Go Duke. Till next time, I'm out.